We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Rocking and rolling our way through a Wednesday show. Eric at home was money. Greg McDermott going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour. Excited to catch up with Coach Mack. Curious what his thoughts are after watching that Nebraska film for the second time, what he learned about his crew. Because it's one thing to, it's easy to get your team physically prepared, right? Like, okay, they like this set to get Copeland a shot. They, you know, when they get into this look, our ball screen coverage needs to be this. It's another thing to get a team emotionally ready to play. And oftentimes, the only way you can is just from experience, you know, and that was a lot of those guys' maiden voyage in their specific roles in an environment like that. I'd be interested to hear what Greg McDermott thought about how the team handled things emotionally, where I thought they looked a little wide-eyed. I thought it was obviously you're probably disappointed if you're Coach McDermott that Creighton got outworked and out-hustled in a lot of instances and a lot of key moments. But at the same time, when it got to, what was their largest lead? 22 points? Nebraska got up 21, 22 points? That thing could have easily ballooned into a 30, 35-point game. There are a lot of teams that would have packed it in, thrown in the towel, called it a night. And to Creighton's credit, they didn't do that. And for a young team, I think that's a positive. But I'll be interested to get Coach McDermott's thoughts when he stops by in the 1 o'clock hour. By the way, there's a story on The Athletic from Nicole Auerbach that is just music to my ears. The headline: Major college football power brokers like Bob Bowlsby, Barry Alvarez, and Gordon Gee tell The Athletic that it's time to start talking about an 8-team playoff as soon as 2020. Yes! 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 Love it. Absolutely love it. I have always pushed for this, and I've actually always kind of, I've gotten to the point where I truly think it's a matter of when, not if. And you kind of can feel. Remember when you know, like people were starting to get sick of the BCS. Like you could feel like it was a slow burn, but you could feel the momentum building toward. Like I think now you can feel the momentum building towards an 18 playoff.
Hey, how many teams? How many teams should we get in the playoff? How many?
Not two. Not three. Not four. Not five. Not six. Not seven.
Thanks, LeBron. Maybe that's what he was talking about. He wanted to
talk about the college.
He was talking about
playoff.
College football, how to crown a champion the best way. That's what he was getting at.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six,
nope,
not seven,
eight. Apparently, and I can go back and forth on this aspect of it, but apparently, so Nicole Auerbach tweeted out, you know, the 8-team playoff format that Barry Alvarez and others support include on-campus quarterfinals. Love it. And then the other part is, I can go back and forth, a designated group of five champion spot. And Alvarez said, quote, UCF should have that opportunity. And I can go back and forth on that. I'd be okay with that if they want to reserve a spot for a group of five team. But I'd also be okay with just saying, hey, five auto bids, three at-large selections, and if one of those three at-large selections, if it's a group five team, it's a group five team. You know, like, if it's Central Florida, Boise State, whoever, then great. If not, I totally understand it. But either way, it just, this is music to my ears, man. Music to my ears. Campus quarterfinal matchups. Five auto bids, 18 playoff. I mean, this is, and you felt like, and that's what kind of made Jim Delaney's quotes from last week so interesting, where, you know, you have Jim Delaney talking about how the the playoff doesn't define us. Yeah, Delaney's quote was, the playoff doesn't define us. I'm going to be disciplined about it. I know the quality of our football. I know our players. I know the coaches. I know the competition. What we created in our structure is not exclusively for the college football playoff. He says that it's not the only objective. Well, you hear some other power brokers speak. Sounds like they're maybe viewing things otherwise. I think the reality of the situation is that for some of these people, and we talked about this with Jim Delaney, where he's making business motivated decisions, not necessarily competition and sports related motivated decisions. If people can piece together a plan that would involve more money, then I think that would expedite this thing more so than anything. I don't know if human emotion or money motivates things quicker. Oftentimes, I think it's the latter. All right, one on the books, two to go. Greg McDermott, 1 o'clock hour. But coming up next, mailbag time. Get your questions from me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Corey at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win gift certificate to Oscars. We'll do it when we come back.